Before I read the gospel lesson, if you want to go ahead and look, it's Mark 10, beginning with verse 17. Go ahead and find it. But I wanted to tell you that you saw Kristen Shelton's name in our bulletin, and you also saw a website listing there, CISNT. That stands for Communities in Schools of North Texas, and that's .org. And so you're invited to go to that and learn more about this program, about an opportunity that we have to work directly in the schools in a place where that relationship is already established, because Kristen's office is in the Bridgeport Elementary campus, and she's there full time. And she is open for all the help that we can offer, and other churches as well. But sometimes it's a little hard to find a step into the door of the schools, because they're cautious about who they, as they should be, cautious about who they welcome in those doors. This is a way for us to have influence and to build relationships. I'm going to speak more about that in a few moments during our sermon, but let's begin with the scripture from Mark 10, 17 through 31. Listen to these words, and in them listen for the word of the Lord. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments," Jesus said to him. "You should not murder. You should not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness or defraud. And you shall honor your father and your mother." And the man said, "Teacher, I've kept all of these things since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go and sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the man heard this, he was shocked and he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter into the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded, and they said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, Lord, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, with some challenges, in this age and in the age to come, in eternal life." And Jesus summed this up by saying, "Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's children's Sabbath. In the gospel lesson for today, actually in the gospel lesson for last Sunday, which we read last week, it happens just before today's reading, which I've just now read to you. In that text, people were bringing their children to Jesus so that he would bless them. the disciples were wanting to protect Jesus, to take care of helping him manage his time, I guess. And the disciples tried to stop the people. In fact, they scolded them, it says. They spoke harshly to them. Go away, Jesus doesn't have time. The disciples got that wrong. Because Jesus said, allow the children to come to me. Don't prevent them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. Jesus seems fond of calling people children. And in today's text that we just read, it happens again. Jesus looks at people that are full grown, and they seem to have their act together, and he says, how hard it is for crusty adults who are grown and seem to have their act together to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's a little paraphrase. Jesus is referring to what he just had said. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not receive it. That really, really should get our attention, shouldn't it? And then as he blessed the children, I'm so glad Jesus did that. Jesus blesses the children because he loves them. He loves us all as children. He blessed them, and then he said, let the children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Now, belong is an interesting word to use there, because it kind of sounds like ownership. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven belongs to these children. It's the mark of identity. But the word belong here is not as much about ownership as it is about responsibility. The kingdom of heaven cannot be realized by ownership as much as it is by participation. It's more about receiving than about having. Jesus said, whoever does not welcome, receive the gift of the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And then he hugged the children and blessed them. It's no wonder we like to be called children of God, all of us. Who wouldn't want to be hugged by Jesus and blessed by him? While we say we love the children, far too often we set them aside. Or push them aside, maybe. Children should be cherished. And I'm not talking about just our own household, our own church kids. Of course, we cherish our own kids, even after they're grown. But after our own are grown and gone, we need to defend and care for others. Like the song says, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Not just ours, but all of them. Jesus says more. Not just that grown-ups should treasure children, but that we should model after them, that we should become like children. Now, that doesn't mean getting old and senile and kind of having a second childhood. It means modeling our life and our behavior and our moral codes by children who know what is right. They may test the edges and test the limits, but they know what is right. And somehow we adults kind of lose that. We get away from it, from the center. It says we should become like children. That's hard for crusty adults whose defenses are up pretty high. And we've been through a lot. We've lived through some challenges, and we've been responsible for other people in companies and in sales forces and on trips maybe. And we get calloused and we get our defenses up. But it says whoever doesn't enter the kingdom of God like a child, with the innocence of a child, will never enter it. It's hard to be vulnerable. But vulnerable children, and that's me and you, deserve to be loved and hugged and told they are accepted. And that is the business that Jesus is in. Jesus holds us, loves us, cares for us, and accepts us, hugs us, just like He did the children. Not just on Children's Sabbath, but every day. It gives me joy that we get to celebrate our children, not just at Children's Sabbath time, but every Sunday and every day. I think Jesus demands that. But Jesus did not say that children belong to the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God belongs to the children. So we all have something to learn. And if that's not enough, He assured the disciples that whoever does not welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it. Wow. In today's reading, Jesus looks toward His disciples, to His followers, toward you and me, and He calls us all His children. Perhaps that is the greatest compliment. He looks toward all His followers and He says to them, to us, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. He probably chuckled and then went on saying, why, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a grown-up who has it all together to enter the kingdom of God. But there is a way. Thankfully, Jesus went on. For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. Because for God, all things are possible. You will agree with me that adults have a lot more power than children, that power should be used to protect children, to teach them, to train them, to show them unconditional love and nurture. Many children of our schools and our community live in a context where adults do not share that power. Or perhaps those adults even abuse that power. There's a big difference between power with someone and power over someone. The better part of good parenting is to use our adult power to protect our children and to guide them, not to ignore them or especially not to abuse them. Our church leaders and our community leaders and our school leaders call us to make this a priority. Each one of us has something to share. Pray for our families and our parents. It's not easy. Pray for our grandparents. While that may be more fun, it's still got its challenges. Pray for our families and parents to be the best models and influence on our children. And I'm not just talking about those of you who are here. I'm talking about in our community. Pray for families where they struggle. Pray for families where they haven't been taught or maybe haven't even experienced good teaching and modeling techniques for parenting. Some of us in this room have mostly finished our own parenting responsibilities. But we have the time and the gifts to share more. In some families, we parents may have something to share because we did well as parents. In other cases, it may be because we really, really would like to have had a second chance. Either way, let's use the power and the resources we have to love children, to keep them safe, to help them grow. And not just to bring them to Jesus, but to lead them there and to walk beside Him with them. This is the word of the Lord for the people of faith.